After the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, the number of uninsured women in the U.S. fell from 20% in 2010 to 11% in 2016, according to a new study out from the Commonwealth Fund. WFPL's Lisa Gillespie has more on the impact that's had on women in Kentucky.
For over three decades, gynecologist Dr. Sarah Cox has given women pap smears, mammograms, and advice about options for contraception. But her Louisville practice is small, only five people. She can't afford to provide her employees with health insurance. That benefit gap wasn't usually a problem until one employee's circumstances changed, and they needed health insurance. Cox said that's when the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, came to the rescue.
It's made it possible for her to keep insurance because it's been available. She's been with us since day one, so for us to keep her as an employee has been very important to us.
But the employee didn't just gain health insurance. She also received ACA-required maternity coverage and free contraception, neither of which were routinely covered before the law passed. The Commonwealth Fund report also found the biggest gain in coverage came from women between 50 and 64. Only 8% of women in that age range are now uninsured, down from 14% in 2010. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.